Conversations with Kate is like a conversation with your friend, hairstylist, or therapist, where we will talk about music, life, stories, and everything in between, with interviews and guests sprinkled in. As an LCC student, it's an honor, and I love bringing a fresh perspective to the podcast menu on LCC Connect. I am your host, Kate. Let's get into this episode. Welcome in, everybody. I'm super excited to chat with you today on this episode called The Power of Everyday Magic. I saw a quote recently that said that if you talk about or you think about positive things, your brain will literally hardwire to seek that out. And so that is what we're doing today. We're going to talk about all things everyday magic. And what does that look like? So magic in the ordinary. When was the last time something small completely shifted your mood? For me, that would be this morning when I got my coffee here in the Gannon building this morning. Nothing beats Blue Owl coffee. How would you redefine magic? In my eyes and in my heart, personally, I don't know about you, redefining magic for me is anything that just kind of sets your soul on fire. And that can be as simply as waking up and putting your favorite coffee creamer in your coffee, which I do have several. I have a little coffee collection going on at home. As you know, we've spoken about this in past episodes. But yeah, redefine magic, not as something mystical, but as a state of attention or appreciation. How do we tend to miss the magic in our day-to-day lives? Why do we miss the magic in our everyday lives? Well, the reality is the pace of this life, we end up overlooking things quite a bit. Busy with work, busy with bills, busy with responsibilities. And we're conditioned to kind of pay attention to that rush, 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 go, 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 responsibilities. And what am I going to do to make sure that I check off all the things on my list or just the stress of everyday life? We're conditioned to chase big moments, milestones, success, and perfection. Who does not know that? We are. Like, that's the golden glitter star that we get. You know, you hit a milestone, you achieve something successfully, or, you know, you are viewed as, or you think you are, your ideal of perfection. And that's kind of one of those things that kind of draws away from our everyday magic. Personally, I have learned and self-taught in the last about year to two about slowing down and finding the magic in every single day. What does that look like? Sometimes that is as simple as just sleeping in. Or if I wake up in the morning at my usual early bird time, staying in bed or going and getting my cup of coffee and coming back to bed. Those types of things. That's a huge thing for me because I was a serial early morning riser for many, many, many years. And teaching myself how to slow down and enjoy slow mornings was a little bit of a feat, but now I really enjoy it. And, you know, when I've had busier times, I don't know about you, sometimes you just need that little respite of like, okay, I love my bed and I'm just going to sit here for a few extra moments. Slowing down can also look like just, you know, sitting on the couch with your favorite television show, binge watching, whether it's something familiar. I personally like to do that with something that I've watched or maybe even a new show. And then, you know, my favorite tea. I know we've talked about this on one of the original episodes. I love making homemade popcorn and I'll sit there sometimes. And that's just a nice little slow down moment for me. Other ways that you can slow down are, you know, kind of just taking your phone, putting it to the side or putting it on do not disturb, going for a walk. And again, put that phone on do not disturb and just listen to music or listen to Hertz music or an audiobook and just enjoy the outdoors, that type of thing. Let's get into micro moments of magic. Some small little examples of everyday magic is laughing with somebody that you love or care about. A lot of times for me, that is with my daughter and my clients every day in the salon, or music that can bring up or stir an old memory. Who hasn't done that? I absolutely love that. I actually this morning just searched up in my SoundCloud and popped up with a mix that I did on another year and was like, oh yeah, this is great. So that was a nice little moment of magic for me today. The smell of rain. Who doesn't like the smell of rain? I mean, you don't have to, but I do love the smell of rain. Or like your freshly baked pastry, cookie, or bread. A small act of kindness that you do to somebody or that somebody does to you that kind of just like ripples out throughout the day. That's another little form of micro moment of magic. How do you create a magical practice? No, I'm not talking about like a witch magic, but how do you create a magic practice? Build small rituals that spark awe. A morning gratitude list or a mindful walk. I definitely do this every morning and I take a piece of paper and I write down statements that are like, I am, or this is type of thing. And I also write down things that I'm grateful for. And that's another micro magical moment. I've made that time to kind of slow down and just sit and be in gratitude for everything that is going on in my life, where I've come, my home, our dog, school, life, clients, the whole nine yards. When you do that, you know, that is a great magic practice. Lighting a candle, whether it's just, again, while you're in the morning writing your little gratitude list, or like during a meal. I am a through and through Bath and Body Works-aholic, so I usually do that when I get home for whatever season of candle that we're in. And you know, you always have those, just those little moments of like, you know, lighting a candle is so therapeutic and definitely a micro magic moment. I also have a lavender vanilla one that I keep in my bedroom, as well as like those softer, soothing smells for my bedroom. Also, setting intentions before bedtime. A lot of times now, personally, I will play these, it's called Renegade Activations. And before I go to bed, I will turn my phone onto those activations. I'll let it play and I'll go through my nighttime routine. And that way, when I come back in the bedroom, I smell my lavender vanilla. And then I'm listening to that Renegade Activations playlist, which is a solfeggio / Hertz playlist. So if you're interested or it sounds interesting to you, look up renegadeactivations.com. Tying it back to connection. That's a huge one. Everyday magic can be amplified when shared with somebody, right? I don't know about you, but with me, of course, it's always more wonderful when you're tying that magic, that little daily piece of magic or remembrance of magic or reminder of magic when you're experiencing it with someone else. Like for instance, my daughter and I just took a little quick mom and daughter trip to Miami, and that was our little dose of everyday magic, and that tied it right back to connection. You can also do this through telling stories to each other, listening to music, or again, like I just said, with relationships. I want to invite you to share your moment of magic with me. I would love to hear about it. You can send me an email at conversationswithkate24@gmail.com, or you can send it to me via any of the Conversations with Kate social medias. I'd love to hear about it. I am on all things social media. So who doesn't love to spread magic? And that's why you get together with people and you create those little mini moments of magic. And again, I would love to hear your little moments of magic throughout the day. You know, what you do to create magical moments in the morning. Do you have a morning thing that just makes your day magical? Do you compliment other people, or are there specific things that, you know, when you just see them or hear them that you're like, oh God, that was so magical? And again, I just want to go back over from the beginning, make magic in the ordinary. We do tend to get wrapped up in the stress of day-to-day life and we miss out on that. So I challenge you after hearing this to really think about little things or whatever happens in your life and be like, ooh, that's a little micro magic moment. Let me appreciate that and take the time that you need. Create a slow morning or just a slow afternoon or evening by enjoying your favorite things. One of the other things that I do to kind of create a micro magic moment and create everyday magic is I will buy flowers, and it doesn't take that much money. It's, you know, sometimes $4.99, $3.99, $6.99 from Meijer, and I will put fresh flowers in the living room for my daughter and I. I've been on a kick of honestly buying white flowers. Sometimes it's daisies, sometimes it has been peonies, whatever I can see in the little flower section in Meijer that is white with some baby's breath. I can't remember the name of the other flowers that I really like that are white there. I want to say a chrysanthemum maybe, but that's just another little piece of everyday magic that you can do. The real magic is seeing the extraordinary in the ordinary. And you already carry a small spark of magic with you every single day. It's just about paying attention to that tiny little spark of magic and recognizing it and enjoying it and bringing it out. Again, I invite you to take the time to, if there's something that sparks your memory or you want to share with me, you can do so at conversationswithkate24@gmail.com or conversationswithkate on all social platforms. Thank you so much for talking with me today about the power of everyday magic. And I look forward to chatting with you on the next episode. Thanks for listening to this episode of Conversations with Kate. You can find more information on LCC Connect site, as well as all social platforms, Facebook, Instagram, yes, TikTok as well. Big love.